Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Your hosts this week are Teresa and Deanna. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today with our prayers. I am Deanna, and my prayer partner will be Teresa. We have a request from Paula today. I sent a prayer asking for a new job with a better salary, and I would like to thank God for answering that prayer. Heavenly Father, with a heart full of gratitude, we come before you to give thanks for your abundant blessings. You heard our prayers for Paula and answered them. Thank you for providing her with a new job, a fresh opportunity that brings not only professional growth, but also a better salary. Paula is deeply grateful for your faithfulness and provision. In moments of doubt and uncertainty, you were her source of hope and strength. Your guidance led her to this new chapter in her life. Thank you for the doors you have opened and for the people you placed in her path who have supported and encouraged her. We are mindful of your hand in every detail and give all glory and honor to you. As Paula embarks on this new journey, we pray for your continuing presence and blessings. May she use this opportunity to grow, to serve, and to glorify you in all that she does. Help her to be a good steward of all the resources and responsibilities you have entrusted to her. With thankful hearts, we lift this prayer to you, knowing that all good things come from your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Bonnie, asking for prayers for my daughter Amanda and her children. They are going through some tough times right now, and any prayers you can spare will be greatly appreciated. Your prayers are very powerful and very much needed. Thank you all so much. Loving Father, during this earthly life, there are times when families struggle. We come to you in humble prayer and lift up Amanda and her children to you. Father, you know the difficulties they are facing, and we ask that you grant them the grace to have the faith in your constant love for them. May they grow spiritually and surrender all their worries to you in daily family prayer. Father, be merciful to them and help them in all their needs. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This request is from Frances Cullen. Please pray for Katie. She is having surgery today. She has lung cancer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to lift up Katie as she faces surgery for lung cancer. We ask for your divine presence to surround her, bringing her comfort, peace, and strength. We ask for your healing touch upon her body. Guide the hands and minds of the surgeons, nurses, and medical team who will be caring for Katie. Grant them wisdom, skill, and precision as they perform this surgery. May every decision made be guided by your perfect will and result in the best possible outcome for her health. Lord, we pray for Katie's physical healing, that you would remove every trace of cancer from her body. Restore her to full health and vitality so she may continue to live a life filled with joy and purpose. We also ask for emotional and spiritual strength for Katie and her loved ones, that they may feel your peace that surpasses all understanding. Surround Katie with your angels, protecting her from fear and anxiety. Fill her heart with hope and confidence, knowing that you are with her every step of the way. We place our trust in your unfailing love and mercy, believing in your power to heal and restore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
From Shirley, dear sisters, please keep my brothers who are seriously ill in your prayers. John is in the hospital, and Ron is undergoing testing and treatment. Please pray for the best possible outcomes for both of them. Thank you. Loving and merciful Father, you are the source of all life and health. We come to you in humble prayer this day and ask for healing for John and Ron. Father, be a guide to the physicians treating each of them. Merciful Father, may John and Ron feel your presence and be strengthened by your love. Grant them peace and rest, and if it is your holy will, restore John and Ron to full health. We ask this through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is from Veronica. Please pray for my cousins Olga and Anna, both of whom were just told their breast cancer has metastasized. May Jesus accompany them and their family in their healing journey. Heavenly Father, we come before lifting up Olga and Anna Christina, who have just received the news that their breast cancer has metastasized. Lord, we ask for your comforting presence to be with them and their families during this challenging time. Lord Jesus, we ask that you accompany Olga and Anna Christina on their healing journey. Wrap them in your loving arms and give them the strength, courage, and peace they need to face each day. May they feel your presence deeply, knowing that you are with them every step of the way. Grant wisdom and guidance to their medical teams that they may provide the best care and treatment possible. Give their doctors and caregivers insight and skill to make decisions that will lead to healing and improved quality of life. We pray for their families that they may find comfort and support in one another and in you. Strengthen their bonds and fill their hearts with hope and love. Help them to be a source of encouragement and strength for Olga and Anna Christina, standing by them with unwavering faith. Lord, we know that you are the ultimate healer, and we place our trust in your divine power. May your healing touch be upon Olga and Anna Christina, bringing them relief from pain and a sense of peace in their hearts. Fill them with hope and the assurance of your love and care. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
From Connie, my dear prayer warriors, my sister Patricia is once again in the hospital and in need of our prayers. She has pneumonia and is having difficulty breathing. Please pray our Lord will grant her a full, quick, and smooth recovery. Thanking you all with love and hugs. Heavenly Father, we lift up Patricia, who is once again in the hospital, struggling with pneumonia and having difficulty breathing. Lord, we ask for your divine intervention and healing touch upon her. Merciful God, please grant Patricia a full, quick, and smooth recovery. Restore her lungs to full function, clear any infection from her body, and ease her breathing. Bring comfort and relief from any pain or discomfort she is experiencing. Guide the medical professionals attending to her, giving them wisdom, insight, and skill to provide the best possible care. Equip them with the knowledge and resources needed to treat her effectively and compassionately. Lord, we pray for Patricia's strength and resilience during this time. Fill her with your peace that surpasses all understanding, and grant her the assurance of your presence and love. Let her feel your comforting arms around her, bringing her hope and encouragement. We also lift up Patricia's loved ones, who are undoubtedly worried and anxious. Give them the strength and faith to support her, and fill their hearts with hope and trust in your healing power. We place Patricia in your capable hands, Lord, trusting in your mercy and grace. We know that you are the great healer, and we ask for your miraculous touch to bring her back to health. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Nikki Lee Callahan, please pray for us. We are on hurricane watch. Beryl is heading straight for us. Pray that our homes and family will be safe throughout this time, and for other countries experiencing this too. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you, lifting up all those in the path of Hurricane Beryl. We ask for your protection and guidance as this storm rages. Shield every person, every family, and every community with your mighty hand. Grant wisdom and strength to the emergency responders, government officials, and volunteers who are and will be working to keep others safe. Please provide them with the resources they need and the endurance to carry on. For those who have had to evacuate their homes, may they find safe shelter and comfort. For those who are anxious and fearful, bring them peace and reassurance. For those who are vulnerable, particularly the elderly, the sick, and the young, cover them with your mercy and grace. In the face of nature's power, remind us of your greater power. Let your love and compassion flow to the hearts of all, uniting us in support and care for one another. May your presence be felt strongly among those affected. Lord God, we trust in your divine protection and pray for the safety and well-being of everyone in Hurricane Beryl's path. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
From Anonymous, pray for my son Jordan. God knows all about it. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, lifting up Jordan into your loving care. Though we do not know the specifics of his needs, we trust in your infinite wisdom and compassion, knowing that you understand every detail and concern. Lord, we ask that you surround Jordan with your divine presence. Grant him the strength, courage, and peace he needs in whatever situation he is facing. May he feel your guiding hand upon him, leading him through any challenges or uncertainties. We pray for Jordan's father, who has placed his trust in you and seeks your help for his son. Comfort his heart and fill him with faith, knowing that you are in control and that you care deeply for Jordan. Heavenly Father, pour out your blessings upon Jordan. Provide him with the support, love, and encouragement he needs from those around him. Open doors of opportunity, bring healing where it is needed, and grant wisdom and clarity in his decisions. We place Jordan in your capable hands, trusting in your perfect plan for his life. May your will be done, and may Jordan experience the fullness of your grace and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now this request is from Jennifer. Please pray that my stress goes away and I stop smoking. I never was a big smoker, but ever since I have been stressed, I've picked up this habit. In Jesus' name, please help take this habit away. Heavenly Father, we lift up Jennifer to you today, asking for your divine help and guidance. She is facing significant stress and has turned to smoking as a way to cope. Lord, we ask that you bring peace to her heart and mind, relieving her of the burdens that weigh heavily upon her. Grant Jennifer the strength and resolve to break free from the habit of smoking. Help her to find healthier ways to manage her stress and to seek comfort and solace in your presence. Fill her with your peace that surpasses all understanding, calming her spirit and bringing her tranquility. Lord, guide Jennifer to resources and support systems that will aid her in overcoming this habit. Surround her with encouraging and understanding people who can offer the assistance she needs during this time. We trust in your power to transform lives and bring healing. May Jennifer feel your loving presence every day, empowering her to make positive changes and to rely on you for strength and comfort. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous, please pray for me. I don't know what to do. Please help me, Lord, to carry all my problems. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heartfelt plea for Anonymous, who is feeling overwhelmed and uncertain about what to do. Lord, we ask for your divine guidance and support as they navigate through these challenging times. You know their heart, their struggles, and every detail of their situation. Lord Jesus, we ask that you help Anonymous carry their burdens. Grant them the strength and courage to face their problems and the wisdom to make the right decisions. Fill their heart with your peace and comfort, reminding them that they are not alone and that you are always with them. May they feel your loving presence, providing reassurance and hope. Help them to trust in your plan and to lean on you for support and guidance. Surround them with people who can offer encouragement, love, and practical assistance during this time. We lift up this prayer, trusting in your infinite love and mercy. May Anonymous find solace in your care and experience the transformative power of your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This request is from Leah. This is a prayer request from a friend in India, seeking your prayers for a 13-year-old girl by the name of Siona Fernandez, who is suddenly suffering from diabetes, diagnosed with glaucoma, and both kidneys are failing. She is currently undergoing dialysis. The girl's brother is also diagnosed with dengue fever. The mother is a single parent and struggling to make ends meet. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to lift up Siona Fernandez, a 13-year-old girl from India who is facing severe health challenges. We ask for your healing hand to be upon her, bringing comfort and relief from her pain and suffering. Guide the doctors and medical staff with wisdom and skill as they care for her. Lord, we also pray for Siona's brother, who is battling dengue fever. Grant him swift recovery and restore his health completely. Provide strength and resilience to their bodies that they may overcome these illnesses. We lift up their mother, a single parent, who is struggling to make ends meet while caring for her children. Surround her with your love and support and provide for their needs in miraculous ways. Grant her peace, strength, and hope in this difficult time. Lord, we trust in your divine mercy and grace. May your presence be felt by this family, bringing them comfort and solace. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.